Hey, what's up? Scott Lowe here. It's good to see you again. I have great news. Finally, I will be going back to Brazil. Yeah, pretty soon, I'll be in Brazil. How about you? Do you have any exciting news? If so, how would you tell an English-speaking friend about it? Like, what are some ways that we can talk about great news besides just saying, I have great news? Well, that is exactly what we're talking about today, so let's jump right in. First up, we've got the classic, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Yeah, English speakers, we use this one all the time. Whenever you're going to tell someone something even remotely interesting, you can always preface it with, guess what? And the common response is usually just, what? Guess what? What? Because of course you're not actually gonna guess what the person's about to tell you, unless you're psychic. The next two are very similar to this first one. You'll never guess what happened. You'll never guess what happened. This is good for when it is some truly surprising news. You'll never guess what happened. I just found a $100 bill on the sidewalk. That's not a true story, I wish. 100 bucks, please. Also, you're not gonna believe this. You're not gonna believe this. Remember that gonna is the informal contraction of going to. We use it when speaking and writing on social media and other casual situations, but don't use gonna in an essay, for example, because it's not a real word. Are you sitting down? Are you sitting down? Again, this is good to use with really surprising or shocking news. Sitting down because if not, when they hear this crazy news, they might fall over. Are you sitting down? Because I can't even think of an exciting example. My life is so boring. And finally, I've got some great news. I've got some great news. Similar to the phrase I used in the beginning, I have great news, but this sentence structure I've got makes it sound a little more natural, a little more casual, because that's usually what we say when speaking as opposed to writing. I've got some great news. So that is how to introduce good or exciting news. And now, real quick, a few ways that you can react to good news. That is awesome, man. That is awesome, man. Keep in mind, you can replace awesome with other adjectives too, like great, fantastic, amazing. That is fantastic, man. Or you can say, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for you. And last, good for you. Good for you. Just be careful when using this last one because we also say good for you in a sarcastic way all the time. Wow, good for you. I don't care. Good for you. So if you say good for you, just try to be super genuine. Good for you. Or you can use one of those other two phrases that I just taught you. So that is how to talk about and react to good news. Now get out there and practice, and I will see you later. Peace out.
Later talk.